This is a time that we have to be careful about praying. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, there's a couple of different kinds of praying. Certainly right now, during this difficult time of all the health challenges that we face, we definitely want to be praying. We have to be a praying people. We should be praying for our families. We should be praying for our communities. We should be praying for our government leaders. We should be praying for the church. Absolutely, we should be a praying people. But there's another kind of praying that we've got to be very careful about, and that's this kind of praying. Yeah, believe it or not, during this time, there are those that are out there that are praying in this way. They're praying on people. There are cyber criminals out there that are taking advantage of the coronavirus. If you ever get an email that says, click here for a cure, be careful. It's probably a scam. If you get a text or an email that says, get your COVID-19 tax refund, don't do it. It is a scam. You've got to be careful. If you hear from the WHO, the World Health Organization, be careful. They don't send out personal emails. That is probably a scam as well. And if you click on it, it'll record every keystroke on your computer, and they can steal your information. So watch out. In fact, I've also heard about people that are going door to door, and they're claiming to be able to come in and sanitize your home so that you won't be infected. That is a scam. They'll come in and they'll steal you blind. So watch out. And what this reminds us of, these two kinds of praying, it reminds us that even during a crisis, there are people out there that cannot get away from their human nature. The Bible talks a lot about our human nature. A passage that specifically comes to mind for me is one that's found in 1 John chapter 2. Verse 16, it tells us about normal, everyday human way of thinking. It says, all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. It is against God, and there are those that are out there that would take advantage of you. So be careful. And of course, it's a reminder for us too. We need to be careful. Don't be a hoarder. Don't take advantage of others. Be selfless. Try to serve others during this difficult time. That's the godly thing to do. So let's be sure we recognize the difference between praying and praying. And let's be a people that is praying to our God. That's BT Daily. We'll see you next time.